TalkZone.com.
TalkZone presents The League of Dads, featuring Christopher Smith, the show that helps fathers know their legal and constitutional rights and helps them with custody and child support issues. Here's your host for The League of Dads, Christopher Smith.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in and sitting in with me for another episode of The League of Dads talk show on TalkZone.com. I'm going to get right into this thing here. Of course, I'm going to do like I do every week. I'm going to talk about some topics. I'm going to give you my thought on something new. I'm going to read an email to you that I got from a Debbie out in Alabama. I'm going to start with the email first, and then what I'm going to do after that is I'm going to get into a case in which the League of Dads, that came to the League of Dads. The father was frantic. I told you about this case probably in the first show with the individual that was really, really excited, pretty much scared about the situation and what he was going through and how we helped him. Then going to get into that. Probably catch a couple of breaks in between that because that's going to be a long topic. Then going to give you my thoughts, and then we'll go into the second break, and then we'll close the show out. Going to get into first thing I'm going to start with is email that I got from my Debbie out in Alabama, and it says, I would like to thank you for your organization and what it is doing. I have a son going through this horrible experience, and I wish that you can give him some guidance on his situation. Well, Debbie, out in Alabama, we can give him some guidance on his situation. The League of Dads, we help fathers everywhere. We don't just help fathers in the immediate area, close to the office. We help people, fathers, all over. The office is in Northeast United States, and we have helped people on the West Coast. It's as simple as that. We have people that see our advertisement and everything on the East Coast and have family members going through some things where they are, and we can help them. Debbie didn't get too much in depth about what exactly it is that her son is going through, but she said her son is going through this horrible experience. When you talk about the horrible experiences, a son, a dad, the horrible experiences, I can only imagine. I can only imagine that yet once again, some judge down in Alabama is trying to deny a father his rights due to the fact that he wants to keep something going on in his courtroom. So, like I stated before, the courts and everybody in the courts in that jurisdiction can stay employed. If you have anything you know about this or you're hearing about this, you can always give us a call here at 888-463-6748, or you can contact me at 757-332-0754. Or you can send us an email like Debbie did, and that email address is theleagueofdads@yahoo.com. So with that being said, once again, I can only imagine it's a lot of things that us fathers go through, and we will continue to go through. This thing will never be over. It will never stop, neither with the League of Dads. I'm going to tell you about a case now. I pretty much got it cleared from the individual. As I stated before, I told you about this, this individual when this case was first brought to the League of Dads. And we, I got the file. I went up to the office and got the file, and I am going to go through some of the exhibits that were filed in the answer, to the petition that was filed to move. An answer is just that. When you're involved in a court situation, someone starts with a motion. A motion is a move to get some type of legal action started. When that happens, a petition is filed. Then what needs to be done after that, the individual needs to file an answer to the original complaint. I don't have a copy of the original complaint. It really wasn't something that I was always interested in. As I stated before, a lot of times when someone files something in court, it's going to be it's just like a politician when they're trying to get a bill passed. It's a lot of pork involved, and pork is pretty much a lot of extra stuff that doesn't really belong in there. It just needs to be filed, along with the petition, so that it can pass along with it. It's probably something real crazy and stupid, as was with this petition that was filed. This is why I don't keep copies of the petitions. I keep our answers. As I stated to you, though, the individual was at that time was had ample time with his child. Because I didn't have the file in front of me, I did not remember the specifics. But I am going to read the answer to a motion to relocate. And this was filed. Let me get the dates on this. This was a case involving Shawab R. Shabazz out of the Union County Court in Union County, New Jersey. And we got the case and we spoke to the individual over the week. We broadcast on Mondays, so we got a chance to speak with this individual. I've got his file and was getting some new information on what's going on with him now and everything. And he was telling me that pretty much his disgruntled individual is still being that just disgruntled. The answer to the motion goes like this. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read I'm going to read each number and I'm going to explain as I read it. It says, we started off, of course, with answer to motion to relocate. I come before the court opposed to the motion to relocate for the following reasons. As Exhibit A will show, the days off, in addition to the regular non-school days, I have my children over 170 nights out of the year. 170 nights out of the year, people, is what, 10 days short of a half a year. When an individual decide they want to move, it is somewhat idiotic to think that this amount of time, that quality time, that is, that the father spends with the child can be substituted. You cannot substitute 170 actual nights in, let's just go with 170 days. It's normally, if it's 170 nights, it's 171 days. Let's just say you can't not substitute 170 days with a move and an individual claiming at that time that she will allow the father to have ample amount of webcam visits. Boy, is that quality. Okay. Second, my child and I have a very close relationship, as well as their grandmother and their brother as well. And now, in addition, they have a great relationship with their stepbrother and their stepsister. Okay. Let's break that down. And I'm going to zero in on one thing, in addition to the brothers and all that. But we filed our answer by saying, in addition to all this, that the child has a close relationship with their grandparents. Grand. Let's look at the word before we even connect it to the word parent. Grand means great. It means bigger than big. It means all that. Connected with the parent, it means that, of course, the steps of this is now the mother of the mother of the mother. So in this case, it's the father's mother to the child in question. This is the child in question. This is his father's mother. So you have a disgruntled individual for the sake of $6,000. And as I already stated, 170 days. Now this individual says, I want to go ahead and just break out to Texas. I'm going to take the children with me, three of them, by the way. I'm going to take the children with me, and we're going to just continue on this great relationship, and we don't see anything wrong with this move, courts. Do you see anything wrong with it? Well, They are still in New Jersey right now. So I'm going to just tell you that answers that. The plaintiff, number three, the plaintiff, I think, has underestimated my role in the children's life, as well as the financial gain of $6,000 raised. As well as a $6,000 raise, which will impose a bigger financial responsibility. As I stated before, a lot of us dads, we go through this. This happens all the time. A lot of individuals come to the League of Dads, and a lot of them come to the League of Dads after the fact, years later, after the mother has moved. And then they come to the League of Dads, and a lot of them are saying, you know, presenting their case to the League of Dads somewhere in the nature of, I have to pay more child support, and the children is getting older, et cetera, et cetera. And the first thing I say is, okay, what jurisdiction are they in? We're in New Jersey, we're in New York, or we're in Virginia, and I get the children are in Florida. Okay, when did they move to Florida? 2 years ago. Well, what happened? I don't know. They just up and moved. Fathers, I'm a break from this situation because this is in my brain right now, and say this. It is not a good idea to just allow this to happen. When this happened to me, I did something about it. We cannot be laxy-daisy for one day when it comes to our roles as being father. Because the one day that you're laxy-daisy, the one day that you allow something to happen, the one day that you allow something to go on, will buy you 1 year's worth of pain. The unfortunate thing is when you're receiving your 1 year's worth of pain, you have 365 days in that. So you're probably going to get the point, you're going to get more days. It's unorthodox to say this in a way because, you know, no one is going to live for 365 years with the week, with the 1 day versus the days. But the point I'm trying to make is a lot of fathers tend to allow some things to happen before they start tightening up and they start getting a grip on a situation. It is always a good idea with anything to get a grip on it as soon as it presents itself. It's kind of like when you're about to lose control of a car. That second that you let the steering wheel go is pretty much the key crucial second that you're going to bring something up on yourself that you probably really don't want to deal with. Okay, number four. The plaintiff claims that she still is open to an open relationship. The plaintiff claims that she is still open to an open relationship. I got to read the petition to get exactly what was said for me to type this up in there. Exhibit B was showed a police report that shows this isn't the case. Oh, okay. All right. That makes sense. The plaintiff was claiming in the petition that was filed by the Poster. At that time, Poster had been the best family court law team in New Jersey. She was claiming that she is open. She was still open to a open relationship, meaning with the children. They're going to be a free relationship. It's open. It's going to be nothing, no resistance or anything. However, we showed with the police report that was filed by the mother that this exactly wasn't the case. And I believe the police report showed a restraining order that was prohibiting any type of relationship or, you know, normally when you talk about a police report normally is for the individual. But this individual wanted this police report to include the children as well. You know, go figure that. Disgruntled woman at their best. All right. So, number five. My child support is up to date. yet it mentioned $1,900 in arrears. The plaintiff is just doing another, the plaintiff is just trying to mislead the court once again with false information. But to date, I am current. Today meaning, of course, the day we filed the motion. And this is what happens when a father is trying to exercise his rights to be a father. A lot of us fathers go through this. A lot of fathers are going to continue to go through this. When this happens, this term is called your broadside in the court. I don't know how anyone is going to put in that you had arrears when, in fact, the court themselves can just go right there and they have no idea that you can just simply just press a button and find out the truth about this matter. In addition to that, a woman, a disgruntled woman that is, that wants to put, if a disgruntled woman and her team of attorneys put in that there is a $1,900 arrears amount, people, you can only imagine how much garbage was connected to this petition at the time that this was drafted up in there. Like everything, if a cop, I was watching a show over the weekend. It was called, it was a show about when they took, the police took a car and they left the keys in it and parked it somewhere. And the car was full of cameras and individuals came, got in the car, drove off. While they're in the car, they're recording all this information, people laughing, hey, homie, look in the glove box, all this stuff. And then what happens is, the police shuts the vehicle down and they confront these individuals and you get all kind of lame excuses. I was just moving the car. I was just taking it around the block. The lady over there told me to move the car. I didn't steal a car. You have nothing on me. I didn't do anything wrong. What's this about, officer? It's the same thing when an individual puts false information inside of a petition to kick dirt on a father, and when we go to court, this is what we have to deal with. When that happened to me, I'm not an attorney, so I can't give any legal advice. I'm just going to tell you what happened to me. And when you come to the League of Dads, you will do as I do. If you decide you ever want to come to the League of Dads and have us give you some type of help in your situation, what I did was I simply took the matter out of family court. If you want to put into any type of petition and file it in the court, from what I was told and I agree with, it's public information, and now you're kicking dirt on me, that's called slander. So what you're going to have to do is, because your petition was signed, and when the petition is signed in the back, it is worded to the point where they try to make it, have it set up to where as though you can back away from information that you typed in your petition, and the wording is something to the nature of, I hereby give sign this petition to the best of my knowledge. That is the little disclaimer that allows anyone to back up out of a situation when it is presented in a petition. However, when individuals go to court and you go to court and you speak about this and you standing strong on it and you are making no type of point of retracting this statement, you're making no type of there are no type of signs of you saying, you know what, in fact he doesn't have $1,900 in arrears, or in fact I was just wrong, I misunderstood, I was reading an old document, he is caught up. Disgruntled mothers never in the history that I've seen come to court and retract the statement. The disgruntled mothers, they keep strong with their garbage. They keep strong with the nonsense. And what happens is, one thing you're always going to hear them continue to go on with this nonsense. Hey, listen, we got to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to go through some more of this petition. We'll be right back.